This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Montana water quality standards meant to measure and control the amount of pollution allowed to be discharged into Montana rivers and streams have recently been restored by a state court, but state environmental regulators say they are unable to comply with parts of a state law requiring them to implement new water quality standards without risking the state's authority to oversee its own water quality program. Under an agreement with the Federal Environmental Protection Agency, the Montana Department of Environmental Quality, or DEQ, holds primacy over the Federal Clean Water Act, meaning that the DEQ has regulatory authority to set pollution limits and issue discharge permits. While the federal agency delegates power to the state, it still holds final approval over the state's program. In 2015, the EPA approved Montana DEQ's numeric water quality standards for nitrogen and phosphorus, pollutants classified as nutrients. Nutrients degrade water quality. Numeric standards regulate measurable levels of pollution, while narrative standards typically describe the desired conditions of a water body free from pollution. Numeric standards are much more easily understood and enforced than narrative standards. But last year, the Republican-majority Montana legislature passed Senate Bill 358, which rolled back numeric standards for narrative standards. Senate Bill 358 ordered Montana DEQ to develop an adaptive management plan program to allow point source permitted dischargers, like a city wastewater treatment plant, to offset their pollution discharges by partnering with unpermitted discharges like agricultural operations. The EPA found that four sections of Senate Bill 358 do not meet requirements of the National Clean Water Act. The EPA has disapproved those sections of the Montana law. The federal agency issued a hard no on a change made to the non-degradation portion of Montana water quality standards. Under non-degradation, a pollution discharger must seek permission from DEQ to increase pollution up to a set limit. That's a two-step process of first determining the significance of the increase and the second step to justify the increase. Senate Bill 358 would not require justification, a provision that doesn't comply with federal law. For now, the numeric standards have been restored by a court that struck down parts of Senate Bill 358, helping Montana DEQ to measure and mitigate pollution in Montana's rivers and streams. Currently, 35% of Montana's river miles and 22% of lake acres are impaired or polluted by nutrients. A state nutrient work group is being urged to address pollution from septic tanks and urban sprawl as part of Montana's water quality degradation. Boating and fishing seasons in Yellowstone National Park are set to open this coming weekend. The season begins Saturday and closes October 31st. Fishing in most lakes and streams will be open with the exception of a few locations that stay closed through the early part of the summer. Those include Blacktail Pond, Heart Lake, and the Yellowstone River, which opens July 1st. Streams flowing into Yellowstone Lake open for fishing July 15th. Yellowstone National Park fishing regulations call for artificial lures and flies only, all with single barbless hooks. Park fishing licenses are available online at recreation.gov, at in-park stores, and in some vendors in towns around Yellowstone. Boats and float tubes are allowed on some park lakes, including Yellowstone Lake. People planning to float on lakes in the park must get permits and have their watercraft inspected for aquatic invasive species before launching. Inspection stations for all watercraft are open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at sites throughout the park. Park officials are particularly concerned about the threats posed by zebra and quagga mussels. The invasive species have been found all over the country and can have widespread detrimental ecological and economic effects. To help guard against their spread, the park is urging people to clean, drain, and dry their watercraft and equipment before coming to Yellowstone National Park.
This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.